Watch your breath for a while. Watch the breath coming in. Watch the breath going out. Try to breathe in a way that feels good. You have to make up your own mind as to what feels good for you right now. So you can experiment. Try long breathing for a while, then shorter breathing. Which feels better? Fast, slow, heavy, light? You have to decide. You have to learn how to use your own powers of observation and evaluation. That's how you develop your discernment. We learn a lot from the Buddha. But to apply his teachings, we have to learn how to adjust ourselves, adjust our understanding of what he said, so that they fit together. We're fortunate that we have this teaching. As the Buddha said, we're born into this world. We encounter pain, we encounter suffering of different kinds, and we're bewildered by it. We don't know why it happened. Think of a baby being born. Comes out, it's already crying. Has no idea where the pain came from or why it happened, when it's going to stop. And so we look for someone to help us understand the pain, get some idea of how we can put it into it. As the Buddha said, that's our reaction to pain, bewilderment and a search. We're fortunate we have someone like the Buddha to give us information on how we can stop our own suffering. We may not be able to stop physical pain. Even the Buddha had backaches, but he didn't suffer from them. That's the really important skill, because we live in this world where once you're born, there's going to be aging, there's going to be illness, there's going to be death. But he taught the skill for not suffering from these things. We're fortunate that we have this teaching. There was an anthropologist one time who went across northern Canada. He himself was part Inuit. He was interviewing the shamans in the different tribes. And one of them complained one time, we have these spirits that come and they'll tell us when the caribou are coming, whether it's going to be an early spring or a late spring. But questions about suffering, they can't answer. The shaman said he had an aunt who had been a good woman all her life, but now her husband was dead, her children had all died. She was blind, half deaf. Why does this happen? And there's no answers. It's because there was no Dharma there. No Dharma to teach them. This is why they're suffering, and this is how you can learn how not to suffer. So take advantage of the Buddha's teachings on how not to suffer. You develop skills inside, starting with generosity, virtue, and with the meditation. The generosity teaches you to be less greedy in your life, to take other people into consideration. Virtue teaches you to be careful about your intentions, because you can break a precept only intentionally. If you step on an ant without intending to, you don't break the precept. So you focus on your intentions. And then meditation focuses even more exclusively on the mind. You see, what we're doing that's causing suffering and why we take pain into the mind when we don't have to. This way we have an answer to those questions. We're no longer bewildered by suffering because we found someone who teaches us how to put an end to it. Take advantage of those teachings while they're available, because they're not always available. Sometimes there are whole universes where there's not a single Buddha. But we've got the teachings of our Buddha right now. So keep them in mind. It's one of the meanings of sadhana, the word we use for refuge. The Buddha is our refuge in teaching us these skills. We learn how to keep them in mind at all times and follow them. That's how we become our own refuge, by developing within ourselves the qualities that he learned how to develop. So there may be pain in the world, but the mind doesn't have to be pained. That's a skill that's worth mastering.